Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
I saw that Mayor of Easttown did well at the Emmys over the weekend. Mm-hmm. That was one of the greatest shows of the year.
It was really good.
Yeah. And I know a lot of people are asking, like, all right, well, what about season two? Well, the producers are working on something similar. You know, there's a similar plot line with a woman living in a town, kind of in her 40s. You guys want to hear what they're planning next?
Sure.
Yeah.
East Cobb, Georgia, a hive of activity in a sprawling suburbia, packed with profound secrets.
I've been waiting for this moment for 4 years.
From the creators of the award-winning Mayor of Easttown, it's fall's newest drama, The Care of East Cobb.
When you've been done dirty, how long do you take to plot your revenge?
An emotionally charged look at the ups and downs of a 40-year-old woman with nothing to lose and something to prove. The drama.
I'm hoping it's going to teach a lesson that he's never going to forget.
The drama.
My reputation and potentially my job could be on the line.
The meat dresses?
You know, I try and do something nice, and it comes back and totally bites me in the meat dress.
The Care of East Cobb. Streaming this fall on B98.5 Plus.
It's amazing.
Or is it?
Beautiful. Can't I'm wait in. Not to watch.
Answer more questions than Kara. Grab a quick $100. But she won't make it easy. It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
We are sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Lisa, Powder Springs. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. Could you kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Get out the studio.
See you, Lisa. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, so Kara's making her way out. We'll ask you the 5 trivia questions. Then we'll bring Kara back in, ask her the same questions. If you answer more right than Kara, she'll pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready, Lisa?
Yes, sir.
Question 1. Kanye West has purchased a $60 million Malibu mansion. What ocean borders Malibu, California?
The Atlantic.
Number 2. Dave Grohl is going to hit the road for a 4-city book tour to promote his memoir. Dave is currently the lead singer of what rock band?
I have no idea.
Number 3, in her first appearance as a coach on The Voice, Ariana Grande told a contestant that she'd have a baby if they joined her team. Mm-hmm. How many coaches are on The Voice?
3.
Number 4, Billie Eilish is teaming up with Nike to design a new pair of Jordans. What's the nickname of the Jordan brand logo?
Whoosh.
Number 5, Alicia Silverstone is on the dating app Bumble and looking for love. What type of car did her clueless character fail her driver's test in?
A Jeep.
Bring Kara back in.
Well, Lisa and Powder Springs got the hard one right. We'll leave it at that.
All right. Kara?
Yes.
You ready for the same questions?
I'm ready.
All right. Number 1, Kanye West purchased a $60 million Malibu mansion. What ocean borders Malibu, California?
The Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, Lisa said the Atlantic. Wrong side of the country there. It's 1-0.
Number 2, Dave Grohl's going to hit the road for a 4-city book tour to promote his memoir. Dave is currently the lead singer of what rock band?
The Foo Fighters.
All right, Lisa didn't have an answer there. 2-0.
Question 3, in her first appearance as coach on The Voice, Ariana Grande told a contestant that she'd have a baby if they joined her team. How many coaches are on The Voice?
There are 4.
That's what we were looking for. Lisa said 3, so the score is 3-0.
Number 4, Billie Eilish is teaming up with Nike to design a new pair of Jordans. What's the nickname of the Jordan brand logo?
The basketball player guy? I don't know.
We're looking for Jumpman. Jumpman is like the little nickname of that logo guy.
Okay.
Lisa said Swoosh. All right.
That's the Nike logo nickname. Swoosh.
It's Swoosh, yeah. All right, 3-0.
You say Swoosh, I say Swoosh. Anywho. Number five, Alicia Silverstone is on the dating app Bumble and looking for love. What type of car did her clueless character fail her driver's test in?
It was a white Jeep Wrangler.
Oh, should I write them a note?
That's the one Lisa got right, but it doesn't matter. Final score this morning is 4-1. Lisa in Powder Springs, are you smarter than Kara?
No, I'm not.
All right, Kara, your new record, 1,114 wins and 37 losses.
Sorry, Lisa.
It's okay.
We play every weekday, 6:35 and 7:35. And anybody that wants to play can just sign up at tadandrex.com. You have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
Another near record Mega Millions jackpot tonight. Now, Kathy's on Forgive and Forget. Now, you were in charge of the office lottery pool. You were collecting the money, and you've been squirreling that money away?
I did not play the lottery with the money that I collected. I invested it and turned a profit for everybody.
But your coworkers were entrusting you to play the Mega Millions with their money.
But the lottery is just a ripoff. They weren't going to win. I made their money work and grow.
Is that why you volunteered to be in charge of everybody's money, to be in charge of the lottery, when you never intended on using it on lottery tickets? You just wanted to prove yourself right?
Over the last 2 years, I've collected $600. I invested the money.
Right.
And I have $1,500 that I can give to them.
Okay.
Yes.
So why today? Why now? What's going on that makes you feel like you need to come clean at this point? I mean, this has been going on for 2 years.
Well, because one of my coworkers has started asking me for the lottery numbers from the tickets that I'm buying, which I'm not buying, but she thinks I'm buying, but I'm not buying them. And so she wants the numbers for the non-existent tickets. So now I have to confess.
So you've been making up fake lottery numbers. Haven't you ever been nervous that those lottery numbers are going to hit and that you're going to have to come up with millions?
Have you been listening to me? They never hit. They had more chance of being struck by lightning while winning the Super Bowl than winning the lottery.
All right. So hold on, because we're going to call your coworker, Bree, the one that's kind of been snooping into this business, and you're going to let her know the good news that you're asking for forgiveness. I'm sorry. I turned your $600 into $1,500. You're welcome.
Forgive and forget on B98.5.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
You know how the office lottery pool works. Everybody puts in a few bucks, and when the jackpot hits, they split the money. Well, we just talked to Kathy, who's against all this. She knows nobody actually ever wins, so she volunteered to collect the money, and for the past 2 years has been putting it in an investment account. Her plan was working perfectly until a woman she works with named Bree asked to see the tickets. We're about to call Bree and help Kathy explain what she did and see if Bree will forgive and forget. Kathy, sit tight.
Hello.
Hey, Bree. Good morning. This is Tad Drex and Caracon from B98.5. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Great, thank you.
So listen, we do a feature on our show. It's called Forgive and Forget. And one of your coworkers, Kathy, called us this morning because she has some exciting news that she wants to ask your forgiveness for. And I know that sounds confusing. Kathy?
Yes.
Why don't you go ahead and tell Bree what it is that you need forgiveness for?
I have not been playing the lottery with you guys' money. Instead, from the $600 total that you guys have given for the tickets, I've invested it and it has turned into $1,500. So we won, but without playing the lottery.
You mean to tell me we could be millionaires and you have been stealing our money to go and invest it?
We would never have won.
How would you know if you didn't play? That's the thing. You can't win if you don't play. And we've been giving you money to play and you haven't played?
Well, Bree, let me ask you a question. She's been giving you these fake numbers. She's making up numbers every week. Have those numbers ever hit? Obviously not.
No.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm kind of like, I know that it was a big violation. Yes, you could have won $500 million, whatever it is. But you didn't, and you didn't lose the $600.
Okay.
So, Bree, do you forgive Kathy for doing that? It's a big question.
You know what, Kathy? I will forgive you only if you use the money to buy tickets for tonight's event. And I want you to drive to Warner Robins to do it because there's this lucky Shell station down there that I know about.
Oh, you know, I think I've heard of that one in Warner Robins.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
So, Bree, you're saying, Kathy, fine, you did this, but now you have to go buy $1,500 worth of Mega Millions tickets in Warner Robins for tonight's drawing.
I will give you your $600 and you can buy your Powerball.
I thought you just said that it was $1,500 and not $600.
$600 was the initial investment. And since you're so ungrateful, I'll give you the $600 back and then I'll take the earnings and I'll have a nice staycation with my husband, Frank.
Kathy, do what's right and give him the $15.
But I'm getting the brokerage fees because I've handled that money all the time.
I don't know what it all means, but good luck with the lottery tonight, Bree.
Thanks.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
On tomorrow's episode of Forgive and Forget, Annette needs to ask forgiveness for not getting her niece a wedding present. Tomorrow morning at 7.
Our pop culture princess is ready to play. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Hey, Sam in Sugar Hill.
Hi.
Hi. Could you kick our pop culture princess out of the studio, please?
Bye, Kara.
See you, Sam. Good luck.
Thanks.
All right. So Kara's going to leave the studio. We'll ask you the 5 trivia questions. We'll bring Kara back in. We'll ask her the same questions. Answer more right than Kara. She'll pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
Okay, as ready as I'll ever be.
Question 1. Today is miniature golf day. What club do you use to play mini golf with?
A putter.
Number 2. After a brief hiatus, Britney Spears is back on Instagram. True or false, Britney traveled to Atlanta back in 1993 to audition for the Mickey Mouse Club.
True.
Number 3, in her first appearance as coach on The Voice, Ariana Grande told a contestant she'd have a baby if they joined her team. How many coaches are on The Voice?
3.
Number 4.
No, 4.
Oh, you want to change your answer to 4.
Yeah.
All right. Number 4, hip-hop artist Drake has invested in a hot chicken restaurant franchise. What Tennessee city is the home of hot chicken?
Nashville.
Number 5, Alicia Silverstone is on the dating app Bumble and looking for love. In her movie Clueless, what profession did her dad have?
He was a lawyer.
All right, it's going to bring Kara back
in. All right, Sam and Sugar Hill, whose kids I guarantee play baseball at E.E. Robinson Baseball Park.
No, I have no athletes.
Well, you did well. You're a pop culture athlete this morning. You did well.
All right, Kara, you ready for the same questions?
I'm ready.
Number 1, today is miniature golf day. What club do you use to play mini golf with?
A putter.
That's what Sam said, 1-1.
But man, if you go out there with a driver, you get all the looks.
Don't be that guy.
Yeah, and they'll kick you off the course.
Don't be that guy.
Number 2, after a brief hiatus, Britney Spears is back on Instagram. True or false, Britney traveled to Atlanta in 1993 to audition for Mickey Mouse Club.
True.
That is true. I also rewrite the questions. 2-2. That's what Sam said.
Number 3, in her first appearance as coach on The Voice, Ariana Grande told a contestant she'd have a baby if they joined her team. That must mean she's pregnant, right?
Maybe.
How many coaches are on The Voice?
There are 4.
Yeah, that's what Sam said as well. We got a tight game. 3-3 now.
Question 4, hip-hop artist Drake has invested in a hot chicken restaurant franchise. What Tennessee city is the home of hot chicken?
Nash Vegas, Nashville.
That's what Sam said as well. 4-4.
And what makes it hot is that it's a little bit spicy, right?
It's good.
It's a lot spicy.
It's just delicious. Very spicy. Number 5, Alicia Silverstone's on the dating app Bumble and looking for love in her movie Clueless. What profession did her dad have?
Oh, he was a lawyer.
Sam said lawyer as well. Sam got all five right. Kara got all five right.
Oh, my goodness.
We had a great game this morning, but all ties go to the house because Kara puts up $100 of her own money. Kara, your new record, 1,115 wins and just 37 losses.
Incredible game, Sam.
Thank you.
We'll have you back for Redemption Week for sure. You got this, girl. Great job.
Thank you.
If you want to play, you can always sign up at tadandrex.com. You ask kids what they want to do when they grow up. It's usually a cutesy little answer.
Yeah, I want to collect butterflies in a garage.
I want to be a ballerina.
My 6-year-old said he wants to be a software developer, which I'm like,
really?
Yes. Oh. Okay.
Well, that's realistic.
Listen to this. I just read this. A shockingly high 43% of people are doing what it is they said they wanted to do when they were a little kid.
Really?
That's crazy.
So
to
almost
me.
50%. So one out of every two people that said they want to do something when they were a kid, they're actually doing it now. Wow.
But I was seeing this and I was thinking, what about the other 57%? Who isn't doing what they wanted to do when they grew up? Where did they go wrong? Who had the most unrealistic dreams? Who wanted to be a firefighter when they grew up and ended up being an arsonist?
Right.
What about you, Kara? What did you want to be when you grew up?
I actually wanted to be a labor and delivery doctor. So I think I was two or three probably. My parents took me to Babyland General up in Cleveland, Georgia, where they birthed the Cabbage Patch Kids.
Yeah.
And I saw that happening and I'm like, this is what I want to do. I love babies. I want to be a labor and delivery doctor. And now I talk on the radio.
But really, if you look at it, what you really wanted to be is like somebody that works at Build-A-Bear, because the place where cabbage patches are born, you don't see anything gross happening there.
Whatever, Tad, you've never been to Babyland General. Right. They treat it like a real hospital. Well,
and I'm curious, Kara, did you like, so you wanted to be an OBGYN essentially, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
And so where did it fall apart? Like, did you start learning a little bit about it? And like, maybe you watch a video, you're like, oh crap, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I learned how much school you have through to do that. And I'm like, yeah, that's not for
me. What I'm curious, like you said you wanted to do something when you were a kid. And then like, what did you find out? Where along the way were you like, oh, that's not realistic? Like, well, what shattered the dream?
Having almost delivered my baby a month ago, I can tell you, nobody wants to do that. 404-741-0985.
And the only prerequisite is that there's got to be a pretty healthy difference between what you wanted to be as a kid and what you actually do now.
Jennifer in Atlanta.
I always wanted to be an archaeologist as a kid.
An archaeologist. Yes.
So did you get into dinosaurs? Was that what did it for you?
Dinosaurs, ancient cultures. I just love history.
And what do you do now?
I work for an insurance company.
Mining for good rates.
There you go.
Something like that.
404-741-0985. Tad and Drex Show. Tad, Drex, and Kara talking about the difference between what you wanted to be when you were a kid and what you are now.
What was it? Like 50% of people are living their child dream, what they wanted to do. That's crazy.
That is. But it makes sense if you want to be something when you're a kid and you stick to that. But the more interesting conversation, the more interesting stories come from the people who are doing absolutely nothing even close to what they'd planned on doing.
You mean to tell me you wanted to be an Amazon delivery driver? Okay. All right.
James in Hull, what did you want to be when you were a kid?
A chef.
Wanted to be a chef.
What led to that inspiration?
I grew up in a family where as soon as you can walk, you're in the kitchen helping cook.
Yeah. All right. And what do you do now?
I do background checks for an insurance company.
It's funny. I wanted to be a chef, too, and a friend of mine invited me to go work at his restaurant one night. I was on my feet for 8 hours shucking fava beans, and then I realized, you know, you don't have to own a restaurant to cook dinner. You can cook dinner. You get 3 shots at that a day.
You can fill your bucket doing that at home.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, James. Cherie in Douglasville, what'd you want to be when you were a kid?
I wanted to be an astronaut in space and fight zombies.
So, I mean, what happened? Like, how can that didn't come true for you.
I don't think that's really something that you can actually do.
Well, now you can, actually.
Space Force.
Right. There are four people to skip back.
Well, I don't know about the zombie part.
But true, true.
Well, we also don't know what's up there.
right. What do you actually do for a living?
I work for Humana at home. Work at home, customer service for Humana.
Customer service? That's kind of like working with zombies.
Yeah, depending on the call.
They could be.
How many times a day do you get unfairly yelled at by frustrated people?
Actually, it hasn't been that bad.
Really?
Really, yeah.
Tad must not have Humana.
I don't have Humana.
I think I've been lucky, so, you know, I haven't ran into those people yet.
To those Tads yet.
See, there I go.
Yep. Whoa, whoa, sir, calm down.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.